Practice profile, Benedetti Architects. Although only established in 2016, London-based Benedetti Architects already has a clutch of high-profile projects under its belt. ADF's Tom Boddy speaks to the practice's founder Renato Benedetti about the journey so far. Renato Benedetti's background is, he says, a typical immigrant success story. His parents emigrated from Italy to Canada after World War II, in the hope of a better life. Once Renato arrived, they were a huge success, his dad owning his own business as a bricklayer and stonemason, and he had his first taste of the construction industry working with his dad. Despite spending several years on sites, by the time Benedetti applied to study architecture at the University of Waterloo in Ontario, he had never met an architect, as he explained to the professors in his interview. When they asked me why I wanted to become an architect, I told them I wasn't exactly sure what an architect did, he explains. He added that he was interested in the things that go into making good architecture, science and maths, cultural history, iconography, and arts. This candid approach won him a place, the professors said they'd never heard an answer like it. Benedetti adds that it taught him to speak truth to power. Between semesters, Benedetti gained experience working for YRM in London, which sparked a love affair with the city. He returned after graduating, and briefly worked at Munkenbeck and Marshall, then David Chipperfield, where he quickly rose to become associate. After 7 years of the practice, he partnered with old friend Jonathan McDowell as McDowell plus Benedetti Architects, in 1996, and the practice grew a portfolio of well-regarded projects, winning several awards in the process. Upon approaching their 20th anniversary, and working on separate projects, the duo had slightly deviated in terms of what we wanted to do next, says Benedetti. With a goal to freshen things up, they went their separate ways, and in 2016, Renato founded Benedetti Architects. The pair kept the previous office, continuing with some major projects, so setting up the new firm was relatively easy, asserts Benedetti. However, it was still jumping into the unknown. One of the biggest challenges, he says, was becoming the sole decision maker for a business. Being responsible for people's jobs and livelihoods is always a commitment that I've taken very seriously. Today, the practice comprises a close team of 10, they all have lunch together on a Monday, which essentially functions as their office meeting. He admits it's a London-centric practice, the majority of their work is in the city, which is a real advantage, says Benedetti. For example, being on site with contractors during the latter stages of the project can be the difference in improving on that last 10 or 15% in quality. Their range spans residential, public and cultural, and retail, as well as several important bridges, one of which saw them venturing out of London. The Terni Bridge in Umbria, Italy extends 180 metres, and along with a new station, facilitates the city's expansion with its 60-metre inverted tripod tower and pair of rings. Being bold with high-profile heritage. While the practice takes a very sensitive approach to historical and heritage projects, Benedetti advocates they should never shy away from being bold. He explains this means analyzing the problem and working out how we can improve something in a holistic way. The practice will look to apply this ethos to a refurbishment that doesn't get more high profile in terms of architects. It recently won the hotly contested competition to redesign the Reba's headquarters at 66 Portland Place, London. The House of Architecture project is an amazing responsibility, admits Benedetti, on behalf of 50,000 architect members of Reba, it's a real honor to be chosen. What a magnificent building filled with beautifully detailed materials, the 1934 building's heating, acoustics, lighting, accessibility have deteriorated, and desperately need updating. The goal is a carbon-neutral building, a hugely difficult, but great ambition for a listed building in the center of London, comments Benedetti. Alongside the sustainability aims, he says the brief focuses on improving the building's physical and social accessibility so it gives a greater welcome to a more representatively diverse group of users. Benedetti explains, as an 18-year-old who had never met an architect, I don't think it would have encouraged me to go inside and ask what is it like to be an architect. He says the building is now quite austere and off-putting, especially to young people, adding that it lacks the vitality I remember from 25 to 30 years ago. The practice's goal is to make subtle and sensitive interventions to the fabric that will encourage anyone interested in architecture to enter. Context-specific. Benedetti says the practice doesn't have a consistent design signature that is used on each project, because freshness isn't about a recognizable style. Instead, each project is tackled differently, in its own context. If you constantly plow a certain furrow, and a certain design, it wouldn't interest us as much. However, while their Castleford Bridge and BAFTA headquarters are two very different projects, the similarity is in how carefully considered the timber elements have been detailed. If there's an identity, it's about the quality of detailing, explains Benedetti. a strong emphasis is placed on ensuring the staff's workload varies day to day. Changing things keeps things fresh, says Benedetti. One day he could be working on the detailing of a piece of furniture, and then the next, doing strategic master planning. If you're always doing the same thing, it can feel a little bit stale. Collaboration. The practice is attracted by clients with ambition, and whose values and interests align with its vision. Architecture is expensive and takes a long time. It's very difficult for an architect to generate really good architecture purely on their own. It needs to be collaborative, and that starts with the client. One of the areas of collaboration the practice prioritizes is working with artists. Benedetti has worked with Richard Wentworth, Anthony Gormley, and Hannah Collins, for example. The practice's recently completed BAFTA headquarters refurbishment in London, covered in ADF September 2022 issue, saw a successful partnership with young art student Maya Sims. BAFTA took a bold decision to run a competition for a diverse array of young designers to create a concept for the donor wall, which Benedetti himself helped judge. What he says was a fantastic idea by Sims was a play on the famous BAFTA mask, combining abstract figurative forms, stained glass and mirrors, reflecting the diversity of the people using the National Institution's headquarters. With it being big and complicated to make, the design team mentored the artist through the whole process, helping to achieve her vision. The result is an amazing piece, big, bright and bold, exactly how she wanted it. Benedetti adds, "We want to involve artists wherever possible." Looking ahead, the Riba refurbishment is going to absorb a lot of the practice's energy and attention, with construction due to take place in the fourth quarter of 2024. However, the practice founder says that they are really looking forward to the challenge. The plan for this already high-flying practice's future is to work on more cultural buildings and cultural institutions, as well as to collaborate with more architects. In terms of growth, says Benedetti, the aim is to grow the quality and grow the type of projects we're doing, but not necessarily grow physically.